It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. 5 years ago, John Sanchez served time at a New Jersey juvenile detention facility for a series of sex offenses he committed when he was 13 years old. When he was released, he returned to his home in West New York, but 2 days later, parole officers showed up at his home and took him away. He's now being held indefinitely and involuntarily under the legal categorization of civil commitment. It's a bit of a gray area of the law, widely practiced in much of the United States, including New Jersey, and it's a classification that its critics say is unconstitutional. George Steptoe is a reporter with the Marshall Project. He co-wrote a story about this with Antoine Goldett, and George joins us now. Hi, George. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, my pleasure.
So tell us more about John Sanchez's story and how he ended up being committed.
So at the age of six, John Sanchez's father left the family, and he was raised by his mother and sister. As a low-income family, his mother would work two or three shifts a day cleaning banks and schools. And he said that the streets kind of raised him. He discovered his father's pornography collection at the age of six. By 12, he was sexually active with consenting partners. And then at the age of 13, within a span of 4 months, he committed four sex offences against older women. He spent a lot of his youth bouncing between juvenile facilities. And then 2 days after his release from Jamesburg, he was apprehended at his home at the age of 18 by parole officers. And he eventually landed in the Special Treatment Unit for Sexually Violent Predators in Avenel. And now he's one of between 15 and 30 convicted sex offenders who have got no adult convictions but are being held years into adulthood.
In layman's term, what is civil commitment? How different is that from being put in jail?
The advocates of civil commitment say that it's treatment. It's intensive therapy for convicted sex offenders, and it's essentially to help them learn to control sexual impulses. But critics say that it's essentially prison in all but name.
So what is the legal justification for holding someone indefinitely against their will with no new charges against them?
It differs from state to state, but the language tends to be fairly similar. The legal threshold that you have to meet in New Jersey is you have to be determined by state psychologists to be highly likely to reoffend sexually unless you're held involuntary. So the idea is that it prevents any new victimizations from taking place. But critics say that a handful of extreme cases have kind of disproportionately shaped policy.
So is civil commitment simply kind of an acknowledgement that there are some people who are beyond rehabilitation and who can slip through the cracks of the criminal justice system? I mean, is this a way of simply dealing with them preemptively?
Yeah, that's what a lot of critics say, that it's essentially preventative detention. I mean, if you speak to people who work in civil commitment programs, they would say that people can be rehabilitated. And, you know, that's the stated purpose of these programs, is to treat and, you know, essentially cure people of their kind of deviant sexual impulses. But, yeah, I mean, in Avenel, the special treatment unit in Avenel in New Jersey, half of the residents have been there for 10 years or longer. 41 residents have actually died while they've been there.
So for the person who's basically committed, there's no date where they know they're going to be released, as opposed to a person who's been basically found guilty and sent into jail. So it's kind of like they don't know what's going to happen to them, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so they've got no definite release date. And we spoke to people who work in civil commitment programs, and they say that that can irreparably harm people, because if you've got no release date, you know, you can't form meaningful friendships outside of other people who've been determined to be a sexually violent predator. You don't have a job. You know, it's impossible to learn to become a functioning member of society.
We're seeing a thorough reevaluation of the criminal justice system by both Democrats and Republicans in Washington. We had President Obama announcing that juveniles will no longer be held in solitary confinement in federal prisons. Has there been any second guessing of the merits of civil commitment?
Not really. What we're talking about here are the most vilified, well, arguably the most vilified criminals in the entire justice system. We've not spoken to anyone who kind of wants to champion the cause of, you know, convicted sex offenders. No state legislator wants to be the guy or the girl to say, you know, maybe it's about time that we gave these convicted sex offenders a fair shake, even if they've got no adult convictions. In New Jersey's case, these laws were passed almost 30 years ago now, and for all intents and purposes, it's kind of been forgotten about, really.
Okay. George Steptoe is a reporter with the Marshall Project. His article on the indefinite detention of juvenile sex offenders can be found at themarshallproject.org. George, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.